Welcome to Torati Mechav Torah to Oyomans Initiative. My name is Micha Haaretz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah for Parsha Re'eh. We continue with the theme of Nechama in the Haftorah. Once again, it is from Yeshayahu. This is a relatively short Haftorah, especially compared to the previous ones. It is Yeshayahu Nun Dalet Yod Aleph through Nun Hei. The Haftorah can really be divided. It's one theme, which is the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the people of Israel. However, it can be divided into five sections or topics, if you will. And again, we do these divisions. The Navi doesn't outline them, but really the context gives us five different topics, so to speak. First of all, we're going to learn that the broken city will be rebuilt. Tzion, of course, is the broken city. We learn that the next generation flourishes. This is the promise that Am Yisrael will always continue. Hashem promises through the Navi that fear will be removed. Spiritual thirst will then be satisfied with Torah and closeness to Hashem. And finally, the covenant of Hashem remains intact. Think of how incredible these promises of Nechama seem to us in the day and age in which we live, in the ongoing galut and the hatred of the world towards Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Medina Yisrael. The broken city will be rebuilt. The next generation will flourish. Fear of the nations of the world will be removed. Spiritual thirst, every Jew will come back to Hashem and Torah, and Hashem's covenant will always remain intact. Like the previous psukim, the language, the imagery is very poetic and flowery. It really opens, we're going to look at the first psukim now, with spectacular imagery here. And what Yeshayahu is describing is the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Hashem is saying, I will lay your stones, Jerusalem, with precious gems. I will build your foundations with sapphire. I will make your gates with precious gems. What is this? The promise that the downtrodden city will become a jewel once again. Let's begin. Yeshayahu, Nun Dalet, Pasukir Aleph. Ania so ara lo nuchama. The Navi says that Jerusalem is like an afflicted, storm-tossed ship, and she has not yet received comfort. Hine anochi marbitz papuch avanayich v'yisadetich basa pirim. This is imagery of rebuilding with beautiful gems. I will lay your floor stones upon pearls and make your foundations of sapphire. V'samti kad chor shime shotayich usha arayich la'avnei ekdach. I'll make your sun windows of rubies. I will make your gates of garnets and your entire boundary of precious stone. Again, these first two psukim, Hashem is comforting Yerushalayim. A storm-tossed ship doesn't have precious gems, stained glass windows, shining jewels. If you think of a storm-tossed ship, you would imagine everything being thrown overboard. And that's how Tzion in Yerushalayim feels when her children were thrown overboard. And the Navi begins by saying, you still feel like a storm-tossed ship who does not have comfort. But Hashem says, you will see that all of these beautiful, glorious, majestic foundations and windows and stones will once again become yours, Jerusalem. And now the Navi shifts his tone, and now the Navi starts to talk about the promise. Not only will Jerusalem be physically rebuilt with great beauty, she will be spiritually rebuilt through the return of her children, not only from the Kibbutz Galios, but a spiritual return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very strong theme of the Haftorah as well. Pasuk Yud Gimel, very famous pasuk. You're all familiar with this pasuk. V'chol banayich limudei Hashem. V'rav shalom banayich. The children of Hashem will be rebuilt, the Navi is promising. Not just the city physically, and all of your children will be students of Hashem. They will know Him. They will follow after Hashem. And the peace of your children will be abundant. Listen to this. Steinsaltz Nevi'im on that phrase. These learned children will not quarrel with one another. They will live together in peace and harmony. So in Nevi'im, you really see how powerful the imagery and the divine promise and how much we long for all of this to take place in our day. Pasuk Gidalit, Bidstaka ti konani rachaki me osha kilo ti ra'i. Hashem here, the Navi speaking about fear will be removed. You will not be afraid anymore. Umi me chita kilo tikrav elayich. Establish yourself through righteousness, the Navi says to us. Distance yourself from oppression, for you need not fear it. And from panic, because it will not come to you. One of the conditions of exile is that Am Yisrael through the ages has fear and panic before the nations of the world. And now we are told that will not come to us anymore. We will be far away from those emotions. Pasuk Tesvav, Hein gor yagur efes meoti, ki mi gar itach, Allah yipol. Here Hashem promises that those who turn to Hashem, those who rely on Hashem, have nothing to fear. One need fear indeed if he has nothing from me, says Hashem. When does a person need to be afraid? When he is not with God. But whoever aggressively opposes you will fall because of your enemies will fall because they do not have a connection to Hashem. But we who are with Hashem will always be elevated and successful. Pasuk Tazayin. Hine anochi barati charash. Now Hashem gives us a mashal here through the words of the Navi. Hine anochi barati charash. Nolfeach be'ish pechem. Umotzi kli l'maseh. Hashem says, I am the silversmith. I am the one who creates and who fashions tools and weapons. Behold, I have created the smith who blows on a charcoal flame and withdraws a tool for his labor. I have created a destroyer to ruin. Hashem is saying here that it is I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who give the person the ability to create, and it is also I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the destroyer to harm you. Steinzeltz Nevi'im, just as I created those who develop the world and fashion tools for its growth, I also created those who destroy it. So we have to know that everything is from Hashem. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kol Kli Yutzar Alayich Lo Yitzlach. Any weapon that is crafted against you will not succeed. And any tongue that rises against you, Am Yisrael, in judgment, will be condemned. Could you imagine today how many rise against us? How many tongues wag against us? Hashem, though they will be condemned. Zot nachlat avdei Hashem v'tzidkatam me'iti ne'um Hashem. This is the guaranteed inheritance of the servants of Hashem. And this is their righteousness from me, says Hashem. So again, the Navi begins with this majestic imagery of these beautiful stones. And a gorgeous, some years ago, we went to, I think it's Rhode Island, yeah? And we went to the mansions there. It was in the summer. We did a family trip for a few days. The Vanderbilt Mansions, maybe they're called. I don't know. They were like from the 1800s, maybe the early 1900s, on the wealthy of New York. I'm talking about the very, very fabulously wealthy. They built, it was before they would come like with horse and buggy, and they built residences upon the water there. I'm pretty sure it's Rhode Island. Is that where the tourist synagogue is? We went to the tourist synagogue. We went to the old cemetery there, and we saw those mansions, and it's pretty hard to describe if you've never seen them. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. If you've never seen them, it's pretty much impossible to describe the opulence and the grandeur. And here we are told that Jerusalem will be more grand, more opulent, more beautiful than any other city in the world. She'll be restored to her full glory. But why? Because all of her children will be students of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of her students, i.e. Am Yisrael, will seek peace with one another. We won't need to be afraid anymore. Any nation that rises up against us will fall. Hashem says, I created those who are productive labor. I created those who destroy. But any weapon crafted against you will not succeed. Any judgment against you will be condemned. Any tongue that wags against you will be silenced. Pasuk Nun Hey, and now we are invited to have a spiritual rejuvenation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Parak, did I say Pasuk? Parak Nun Hey, Pasuk Aleph. Hoy, it's a call. Ho. Called Same the Chulamayim. Everyone who is thirsty, go to water. Now we know what water is. The Gemara tells us Maseches Avodah Zarah, be ein mayim ela Torah. Hoy, it is a call. Ho, all of you, called Same the Chulamayim. Anyone who is thirsty for Torah, go to water. Ein mayim ela Torah. Go seek spiritual sustenance. Vasher ein lo kasef. And one who has no silver, lechu shivu. Go out and buy food. Ve'echolu and eat. Go purchase wine and milk, i.e. wisdom. You do not need silver, the Navi says. You don't need to pay an expensive price. You can obtain water, Torah. You can obtain the fundamentals, just like our body needs water and wine, milk, meat, bread to survive. Don't put the milk and the meat together. So we need Torah, we need Halacha, we need Chesed, we need Hashkafa, we need Musar, we need the Nevi'im, we need Nachyomi. Hashem says, you don't even need silver and gold for that. Lama tishkulu kasef b'lo lechem? Why do you weigh out silver for no bread, i.e. for not Torah? You weigh out silver for worthless items. B'lo lechem, Torah. It's all a metaphor for what spiritually sustains us. The gi'achim below the sofa, you toil, but you find no satiation. When a person toils in matters of this world that do not contribute to avodat Hashem, they're toiling and they're exhausted, but there's no satiation. Shimu shamoa Eli, listen well to me. V'ichlu tov, you should eat good. And again, we're talking about spiritual delights. V'tit anag b'dashen of sheichem, and your soul will delight in the fullness and the fatness and the fullness of not the only the earth but in the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Gimel, Hatu aznechem udechu elai, turn your ear and come to me, go to me, says Hashem. Shimu, listen, utechi nafshechem, when we turn our ears, when we journey to God, when we listen to his word, our souls will be restored. Utechi nafshechem, the achrutalechem brit olam, ah, I will enact and establish with you an eternal covenant. Chastei David ha-ne'amanim. Like the enduring grace of King David, the eternal covenant that was established, that Malchut will never leave from the family of King David, from the descendants of David Melech Yisrael, will once again be restored and reestablished. Malchut Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael, under one unified king, under one unified mamlucha. Last pasuk of the Torah. No, just joking. Second last pasuk of the Torah. Sorry. Pasuk Dalet. Hein eid l'umim netativ. Behold, I have set him, King David, and the Malucha of David Melech Yisrael, a witness for the peoples. And Steinsaltz Nevi'im explains, the prophet does not refer to David solely as a private individual. As a king of Israel and the patriarch of the royal dynasty, King David represents the entire nation of Israel. Listen to what Steinsaltz Nevi'im says. The entire nation is charged with the responsibility of testifying before the nations about the existence of God and his holiness. All of us, all of Am Yisrael, have a responsibility and achrayut to testify before the nations that there is a God and that he is holy. King David and the nation of Israel, the verse concludes, we're at the end of Pasuk Dalet. Hein eid, so let's go back to the beginning. Hein eid, like eidut, witness. Hein eid l'umim netati. Behold, I've made King David and Am Yisrael a witness to all the nations. Not there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nagid umetzave l'umim. I have made him a ruler and commander to the peoples. Now we're up to the last pasuk of the Torah. Hein goy lo teda tikra v'goy lo yeda'ucha elecha yarutsu. Behold, in the future, you will call a nation that you do not know. And when we call to that nation, they will follow our instructions. Could you imagine? Hein goy lo teda. Behold, to a nation you do not know. Tikra, you will call out. The goy lo yedeucha elecha yirutzu. The nation that does not know you will run to you. The nations will gather. They will recognize that there is a wisdom. They will recognize there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They will recognize v'haya bayamu yashem l'melech al-kol ha'aretz. The nations that until this point did not know you and did not want to know you will run to you. Last words of the Torah. L'man Hashem elokech. For the sake of Hashem, your God, v'li kedosh Yisrael, and for the Holy One of Israel, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki fe'erach, because he, Hashem, glorified you. And we have to remember that it is Hashem who is our glory. It's a pretty short Haftarah, but it's a very powerful Nechama, the imagery of Jerusalem herself being rebuilt, the imagery and the promise, I should say, that all of the children of Hashem will come back. How many Jews today, so tragically, are lost? They don't know Torah. They don't know mitzvah. They don't know that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The vast, vast majority of them, by no fault of their own, we call it Tinok Shanishba, a captive baby, by no fault of their own. They don't know anything. How many Jews have never fasted on Yom Kippur? How many Jews have never considered even Shabbat? How many Jews do not know Kashrut and Chinuch HaBanim and Taharat HaMishpacha? How many Jews don't know but the values of Tzedakah? They're lost. They're lost. And the Navi here is telling us a part of the Nechama, of the Shiva, the Nechamta, as we move from Tisha B'Av and after Tisha B'Av, through the end of the Jewish year, is that not only will Jerusalem be restored, v'chol banayich limud Hashem. Can we imagine such a beautiful prophecy coming to fruition? All of your children, v'chol banayich limud Hashem, will learn, will become the students. They will know Hashem and fall in His ways. And when that great day happens, v'rav shalom banayich, there will be abundant peace amongst your children, Jerusalem. All of Am Yisrael will come recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of Am Yisrael will learn to truly be brothers with peace amongst ourselves. We will no longer fear. The enemies will no longer have the upper hand. Tongues will be silenced against us. Weapons against us will be smashed. Whoever is thirsty, come drink, come eat the waters of Torah, the food, the sustenance of Halacha. Give ear and listen. Your souls will be restored. I will reestablish my eternal covenant like I made with King David. And even nations that did not know us, when we call out to them, they will run towards us for the sake of Hashem, your God, for the Holy One of Israel. Halavai, ki fe'erach. Not only does Hashem glorify us, and He will in the end of days, but we, in turn, will glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's truly a haftarah of Dechama. And when we listen to the messages, the imageries, the promises, it should really make us long for this great day. Again, we started with listing the five Kiyu topics. And let's conclude with that. A broken city will be rebuilt. The next generation will all flourish. Fear will be removed. A spiritual thirst will be felt by all and it will be satisfied. And the covenant of Hashem will always remain intact. Halavai, Shaniska. We should be zauchet to see the fulfillment of this nechama and this nevuah bekar b'yaminu mamish. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a beautiful day. Kol tov to all. Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.